I'm Kay Bess, and this is The Beehive. From commercials to live announcing, video games to narration, the women you'll hear interviewed in The Beehive are among the best voice actors in the country. They entice from our television and radio speakers. They battle in our PlayStations and Xboxes. They instruct from our phones, tablets, and computers. These are the women who possess the voices behind the products you buy, the video game characters you love, and the radio stations you rely on. Listen in as we discover more about these eclectic women, where they're from and where they're going, how they got started, and what matters to them most. And if you're a voice actor, you'll pick up invaluable tips and inspiring insights along the way. We'll have special guests now and again, women involved in voiceover in one way or another. Managers, agents, marketers, and casting directors. All together, these are the unsung experts whose voices you know, but whose names you may not. The women who thrive in a world dominated by men. The mercurial and elusive field of voiceover. Get to know them in The Beehive. Welcome to The Beehive. So now that you know what The Hive is about, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Kay Bess, and I'm a voice actor, and I will be your host in The Hive. I live in Los Angeles and have made my living as a voice actor for more than 30 years. I came to Los Angeles from about 100 miles up the road, from my hometown of Goleta, California, sister city to Santa Barbara. I came here to study acting at the University of Southern California, and I had very high hopes of winning my first Oscar by the time I was 30. As it happens, plans change, and a serendipitous turn of events led me to a voiceover workshop. Those were practically non-existent in those days. And after a class or two and making my commercial demo, I landed a prominent agent. I got my first voiceover job for a radio spot for a brand new car company named Mitsubishi. And the rest, as they say, is history. In those days, voiceover was rarely something a person sought by itself. It was, and in large part still is, an extension of the acting world. We are members of the acting union, SAG-AFTRA, and many of us pursue other areas of acting as well, stage, film, and television. Some of us come from radio backgrounds, and some of us come from production backgrounds, and still others come from professions that have nothing to do with acting or voicing anything whatsoever. So, why a podcast about little-known careers in voiceover? Well, first of all, the people I know who work in voiceover, with very rare exceptions, are about the kindest, most generous people you're going to meet in Hollywood. As far as actors go, we're the blue-collar workers of the industry. We don't seek the spotlight. When we're working, you'll likely find us in our home studios, housed in a closet, a bedroom corner, or the back of a converted garage. You hear us every day, but nobody much thinks about us. And here's the kicker. We're pretty good with that. So what I'm really after here is that I want to brag on the people who do this for a living because they'd never brag on themselves. And I want to brag primarily on the women because 80 to 90% of this work still belongs to men. And if there's any bragging that's done, it's usually on the menfolk. And they're quite deserving, as a matter of fact. But to be a successful female voice actor, well, you really got to be the cream to rise to the top of that glass. So we'll talk about voiceover. We'll talk about life. We'll talk about critical moments that have made these women who they are. And my hope is that you'll end up admiring them as much as I do. And at the very least, that you'll hear an interesting story or two. Thank you for listening. And I look forward to hanging out with you soon in The Beehive. Thanks for joining me today in The Beehive. Visit the podcast website, thebeehivepodcast.com, for pictures and more information on my guests. Find me at my website, kbess.com. Follow me on Twitter, at kbess, on Facebook, at kbessvoiceover, and search my name on Instagram. Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul, and good for the bones. Come back for more women in voiceover next time in The Beehive.